Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph. We're up to the two dots, about one-fifth of the way down. So the Mishnah says that there's this schus that could be Taylor for 3 years even, which we ended up saying was Rabbi Yishmael, found the remez in the Pasuk. But what type of schut are we talking about, says the Gemara? Zechut demai. Ilem is schut to Torah. I mean, look, this is not a small thing. You know, the fact that the mayim was b'miyuchad made in order to be Baidik the Seita, she needs a serious chus to be able to be Deicha the Mayim, if that's the whole point. I mean, otherwise you're going to say, everybody in Yisrael is Balei in Mitzvah Skirima, and so, I mean, but there's a woman that doesn't have a chus. I mean, everybody has a chus. So what must it be referring to? I mean, if it's talking about that there's a miyuchad chus of Torah, this woman has learned a tremendous amount of Torah, and Torah is Matzil. But it's very difficult to believe that you could get enough schut in that area because no matter how much she learned, she's an Eina Metzuva V'yosa. So as an Eina Metzuva V'yosa, she's going to get far less zechut in her learning than if she had been a Metzuva. So it doesn't make sense to say that in something that she's not even Metzuva, that would be sufficient to protect her from the mind. Ella must be a schus of a mitzvah. Question is, a schus of a mitzvah, we don't find that schus of mitzvah is so protective. Mi magne kulei v'atanya. Et zo darash Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi. Menachem Bar Yossi darsh in the beautiful posik, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, to show talak atuvah the mitzvah b'ner. So a mitzvah is now defined by the Torah as being represented by a ner, whereas the Torah is an or. What's that? What does that mean to you? Zeta mitzvah b'ner lo malacha ma ner ina megina l'fisha'a. Look, I mean, fire burns as long as it can burn, but only in so long as it burns. I mean, it's at that point that it's protective, that you're going to see where not to fall. So mitzvah ina megina l'fisha'a. That's the pshat, that a ner mitzvah. So a mitzvah, it's useful for a while, but, I mean, the Torah is ke'or. Why is that? Lo malacha ma or. So just like or is me'ir la'olam. It light goes on forever and ever. Once there's light in the universe, that light never ever disappears. So if that's the case, then so too Torah is making not la'olam. And we know that it can't be the schus of Torah for her because she's in a mitzvah v'yaisa. And the mitzvah isn't a strong enough haganah. So what could the Mishnah be referring to when it says that she's going to be protected by schut from the mayim amori? There's also a continuation of this drasha because Lamaisa says, "Bisalecha tanchehosach, b'shoch b'chatishmor alecha, v'akitzoisa yi tesichecha." So we darshan that like this. "Bisalecha tanchehosach." This refers to, this is of course the pasuk we read every time at the siyum. Tanchehotach means olam hazeh. B'shoch b'cha obviously means when you're lying down to die. Tishmor alecha, that refers to death. Zumita. So then you're protected by the Torah from the inyonim of Misachi, but Akever, and so on. Vakitzota, and you wake up again, it will be the thing that speaks about you, we understand it in the drasha. Whereas the Torah will be meida on you. That's a reference to Latid Lavo. Mashallah Adam, Shayam Halech Vishon Laila Vafila. So imagine a guy who's walking along in the pitch dark. So he's got a number of different concerns. First of all, he can't see where he's going. So he's mityarei min hakotzim, min hapachatim, min habarkanim. I mean, he doesn't know if he's about to hit a thorn bush, he's about to fall into a ditch, he's about to go into a thistles. So that's number one. I mean, that's the immediate thing. He can't even make out what's immediately around him. Then in general, it's the middle of the night. I mean, he's afraid of getting mugged. He's afraid of getting attacked by a wild dog, whatever it is. So then he's got another broader question. B'chayara, he's also afraid min alistim. So this man, besides what's right up against him, he's also afraid of the things that may be coming his way. And besides that, he can't see where he's going in terms of, is it the right direction? He's got three problems. Now, he now gets a flashlight, a torch. So how much can he see? He sees a couple of feet. But that's enough to be matzil him. So he's nitzel min hakotzin, min hapachatim, min habarkanim. I mean, this is not going to fall into a hole. And he's not going to walk into a thistle or a thorn bush. But he's still has no idea what's coming at him from 12 feet away. So I mean, a torch is not going to protect him from an attack by a lion. And he has his other problem. He certainly can't see very far to be able to tell that this is the right direction. Now comes a sunrise. So at sunrise, at this point, it's daytime. So now he's nitzal, At this point, he's no longer afraid of the Chayara, he's no longer afraid of the Listim because they clear out in broad daylight. Okay. But he still doesn't have any idea where he's going because it doesn't help him to have light. He needs information. So, Adayin Einu Yodea Beizah Derek Ma'alech. Until he gets to Parashat Drachim, now he comes to an intersection. And there it is clearly marked what direction he's supposed to be going and so on. Or he knows it. Some learn it's talking about that there was a sign there that tells him which direction. Rashi learns he comes to a place that he knows. He remembers this intersection. Okay, so also at that point, he now finally is Nitzan Mikulam. Later on, the Gemara is going to explain that this is a reference to coming to the day of his death. And now he knows if he wasn't Nichshal until now, he no longer has to worry. But right now, we don't have a clear explanation of what this is. So therefore, you have also the same idea. So certain in Yonim a person can do is Mekayim a Mitzvah. Mekayim a Mitzvah is like getting a flashlight. Getting a flashlight so you could be matzo yourself from things that are right up around you. But it's certainly not daylight to be matzo you from the overall dangers of life. So you have the Chayara, you have the Listim, and here you have also the Yetzer Hara can maybe attack you at any time. That's like a Chayara. So only at the end we get Torah, then at least that saves you. But you still have a chashash that at the time, we'll see, that later on, after you stop learning, you could still be attacked. Well, the Gemara is going to go through it. And another issue, davar acher, the difference also between the ner and the or is that an avera can be mechaba mitzvah. A ner you can put out. So the avera can actually put out the schar of the mitzvah. But the avera can never put out pure or, and that's the schar of someone who's Isaac B'Torah. So you see that a mitzvah, the ma'aseh, bottom line is that a mitzvah is not all that protective. And what we're looking for over here is something exceedingly powerful. I mean, otherwise, you're going to make a joke out of the Mayim HaMorim and say, anybody who ever did anything is going to be nitzel from the Mayim. I mean, there's no point in the whole thing then. So what could be so remarkable to be matzil from the Mayim HaMorim? Omer Reb Yosef La'atay. Mitzvah, the point of here is that mitzvah be'idna da'asik. While you're being Isaac in the mitzvah, I said Mayim Rabim lo yuchal lechabot et ahava. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. Shenemar Mayim Rabim lo yuchal lechabot et ahava. And Torah is considered to be ahava, diglo alai ahava. That's the Beit HaYayin. Yayin, Rashi points out, Yayin is a begematria sod. The sodei sa Torah, the etzem mitzvah of liman haTorah, is an act of love. So that, no matter what the person does, that can't put out the love. Says Reb Yosef, I'll explain it to you. The truth is that a mitzvah is very powerful to be megin. Megin is the pshat, megin from Yisurin. Megin could be megin from the Mayim HaMa'orim. What you were talking about was a different issue. You were talking about in the drasha that a mitzvah can't save you from the Yetzer Hara. That's what you were saying. In other words, a person who does a mitzvah can still be attacked by the Chayaro, by the Listim. That's true. That the mitzvah doesn't have an opportunity to do very much. There in the mitzvah, while your mom is being Isaac in the mitzvah, so over there, it's Megin, indeed, from Yisurin. And not only that, but it's also Matzil. So it saves you, meaning saves you from the Yetzer Hara. But that's only while you're being Isaac in it. Be'idna delo asikba, when you're not actually currently involved in a mitzvah. So then, enochinami, it continues to be shamer on you, it's Haganah, keneged Yisurin. So Mamela, it could be Megin on this Isha. If she does a mitzvah, particularly with a tremendous... tremendous mesiras and ava, and so it becomes a big schus, even from a mitzvah. That doesn't mean that it will be matzil a person from the Yetzer Hara when he's not being Isaac in the mitzvah. So therefore, he's still open to the chayara, that's true. He could still be attacked by the Yetzer Hara, but that's a different thing. Mashenkim, when it comes to Torah, that is compared to or, so over there, bein be'idna da asikba, bein be'idna da lo asikba, whether you're learning Torah or you're not learning Torah at that particular moment, but the very fact that a person has Torah, it's both Megin, which doesn't answer the woman because she's not a mitzvah of Yaisa, but it's both Megin and Matzil Mipnei the Yetzer. Says Rava, that doesn't make sense. Maskeb Rava, I mean, it's experientially not true. We find great Gedolei Torah who were the most horrible people in history. I mean, Me'ata Doeg, Achitayfel, I mean, you're telling me they weren't being Isaac of Torah. You're claiming that Torah is going to also be matzil then, even though it says over here megin. It doesn't. It means over here in the sense of tugging from the Yetzer Hara. We're using it over here. In other words, lahatzila. So why, if what you're claiming is true that Torah is like or, So how is it shayach for people who are so oisik in Torah to go wrong? Therefore, must be, says Rava, that your understanding is mistaken. And that, in fact, Torah is be'idna de'osik ba. So why you're being oisik in Torah, indeed, it is megin from the Yisurin, and it's matzil from the Yetzer Hara. But be'idna de'lo asik ba. As soon as you stop learning, it's true that it continues being megin, but atzuli lo matzla will not save you from the Yetzer Hara. And that explains what happened to Doeg Vachri Teufel, that these things happened to them when they weren't being oisik b'Torah at that moment. And that's the Torah. Mitzvah, bein be'idna de'asik be'i, bein be'idna de'lo asik be'i. Mashenkin, the mitzvah will help to be megin, but it's never matzil from the Yetzer Hara. Even b'shar that you're being oisik in the mitzvah, it's not matzil from the Yetzer Hara. Tosfos points out that with this analysis, then the braisa no longer makes sense. The comparison of the Torah Or and the Ner Mitzvah no longer makes any sense. Because what are you going to say? The mitzvah, you're going to say, Ner is Eina Megina, Ela Lefisha. Af Mitzvah, Eina Megina, Ela Lefisha. What is that supposed to mean? Megina for what? If you're talking about the Yetzer Hara, Rava just said it's not Megin at all. If you're talking Megin from Yisurin, you just said that it's Megin even now when you're not being Isaac in it. So how do you, what's the comparison to the Ner? Doesn't make sense on either level. Maman of Shach. That doesn't make sense. Furthermore, the Torah also doesn't make sense. You're saying the Torah is like Or, because it's Megin Li'olam. From what? From Puranut? You said the mitzvah is also Megin from Puranut. Elamai, that it's Matzah, you said that it's only Matzah Lefisha. So, Maman of Shach. Rav's Pshat doesn't make sense. Not Legabe Torah, and not Legabe Mitzvah. Problem here in how we're understanding the options of Igun and Matzil, obviously. We'll see there's more problems to come. What's that? Isn't that exciting? Right. So, okay, so, but this is the explanation according to the way Rav is learning, Rav Yosef is learning. The schus that the woman has is the schus of mitzvah. Ravina says, well, what's the problem? Why can't it be the schus of Torah? You're saying that, but she's an enemy of Yosef. So how could she get such a schus to be sufficient to be oimid k'neged the mayim ha'morim if she doesn't have the advantage of being a mitzvah v'yosa? That's true, says Ravina. But there's another way that she has the schus of Torah. The ka'armet ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. Nihi, the pakudi lo mifkida. You're right. She doesn't have her own sachar for learning on the darga that the male would have the sachar. But tell me, does she see to it that her kids get to school? Does she see to it that her husband is learning and that she's not going to disturb him, and that she waits for him, she allows him to go to the Beis HaMidrash, sends him to Daf Yomi, doesn't complain? I mean, maybe there are women like that, maybe not too many. But Lamaisa, so the schar over here is Be'agra, the Makrin, Umatznayan Banayo, they see to it that the children go to Cheder and learn Mikra and learn Mishnah. V'natrin u'legavraya v'datami be'midrasha, they give reshus to their husbands to go away, to learn. So Milo Paganba, Daiwa, you don't think they don't take part of the schus of the husband or part of the schus of the children? Who are mitzvah v'yaisa? So she has the schar of a mitzvah v'yaisa. So what's the problem? Therefore, it was correct to say that we are comparing it to Or for the woman, and it will be matzil indeed for the Mayim Amorim. You didn't explain, though, by the way, says the Gemara, you brought a metaphor, right, where there were three stages. Guy is walking in the middle of the night. You say, when it comes to the intersection, so then he is okay. I understood the first two. I understood what it is that the metaphor is about, the first two stages. You said one was a Ner, that was the Avuka. The other one was Or, it was Tyra, that was daylight. What's the Parashat Rachim exactly? You can explain that. Omer Chista Zet Amil Chacham V'yom Hamita. This is an individual who arrives at the day of his death as a Talmud Chacham. So he knows that he never threw away the old Torah. He knows that he was Oymet Keneged the Yetzer Hara, who asked him to give up every day. He still kept giving Daf Yomi. Yesh Emunah. Right? So there he comes now to the Parashat Rachim. He says, okay, Baruch Hashem, I didn't give up. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, Zet Tamid Chacham V'Yirat Chet. You don't need to get to the day of death. Because Lamaisa, if a person becomes a Yorei Chet, so then he doesn't have to worry anymore. If he's just a Yorei Shamayim, so okay, Yorei Shamayim, you forget. But Yiras Chet is a whole different issue. Yiras Chet is that the chet itself is what scares you. So memela, you no longer have to worry. In other words, if you have to remember something external, you have to remember there's a God. So therefore, I don't want to do this thing because God said I shouldn't do it. So you manage to forget that there's a God just long enough to be able to do the thing that you want to do. On the darg of Shmira, because consider what Yiraschet means. It means that a person sees something they'd love to do. You don't even have to believe in God. But the guy knows if I do this, I'm screwed. He knows he's never going to survive this. His wife will find out. Whatever it is. But the chet itself is what scares him. I mean, ultimately, the real darg of Yiraschet is that the loss of his madrega from the chet is so painful that it's not going to die for him. He can't stand the thought of being miserable because of his chet. So the chet itself is matzila. So then what does you have to forget? There's nothing to forget. The moment that you see this thing, it scares you. So you don't want to be nichshal in it. That's yiras chet. So you don't have to arrive at death. You can arrive at the dark of yiras chet, and that's also good. So therefore, the marshal is a good marshal. Shaila is, we'll see this yet another. Let's take a look at the next graph. Marzutra Amar Zet Amit Chacham the Salkale Shmaiteta Aliba the Hilcheta. The other pshat is like this, that when you're talking about in the metaphor, he doesn't know where he's going. Doesn't know where he's going. You said that it means he doesn't know where he's going. He's not sure that he's not going to end up before he dies. Al tiftach batzmcha yom motcha. He's afraid that he doesn't know where he's heading in life. Maybe before he dies, he'll go off the derech. That's not the pshat. The pshat in the metaphor is that the guy is not sure that his derech, halimud, is correct. He doesn't know that he will be zeichet to be able to persuade others of the meaning of his approach. So the question is he going to be zeichet to be salka shmaitza liba de yolchasa? Will others accept his approach or not? So that's what it's talking about. If a Talmud Chacham was zeichet in his lifetime to see the sakle shmaitza liba de yolchasa, so then he knows he's not lost anymore because he can be sure that he's already on a derech that is appreciable, that people appreciate. Tosfos says, but what good is that? I mean, you still have the other problem. But aren't you more concerned for not being on the right derech? Meaning the Yetzer Hara will get you for going off the derech. Forget about right now that people appreciate you. So Tosfos said he held that wasn't a problem because since he's a Talmud Chacham now, so Mistama, he's always being Isaac and Torah. So then he doesn't have to worry about, since he's been Maharer all the time at Divrei Torah, he doesn't go Arba Amos, Belei Torah. So therefore, the Torah will be matzil him. He's not worried about that, which is a problem, because obviously, I mean, the only way we got to this discussion was by Achi Teufel and Dayag. I mean, why should we say that was any different? Fine. Now, how about the other words you said, that we have now the relationship to the Or and the Ner, in terms of Davar Acher, Avera Mechaba Mitzvah, Ve'in Avera Mechaba Torah, which now, of course, we're going to have to understand slightly differently, because it can't mean it's mechaba in terms of not being matzil, because we just said before, in terms of not being megin, the technical term, because we just said before that mitzvah will be megin, and that you can use that agana even kineged the znus, and that this woman, in fact, will be protected from the impact of the bayim amorim. So you'll have to learn now that when you say the words that the avera is able to be mechubal, mechaber, mitzvah, it has to mean in terms of schar. Ultimate schar. That's how Rashi learns. A lot of questions on that, Lemaisa, whether that's correct. There's other approaches. Okay, well, we'll take the truth is a very complex sugya because of the questions that Tosef asks. We obviously have got some problems in understanding the basics here. But let's continue to see that there's yet another problem. Om Rabbi Yosef, that's a beautiful drasha. He took that posik, and mamish, it's like you were standing on our Sinai. It was so beautiful, so clear that is the meaning. That it's a pleasure to hear it. And you know what? If only Doeg and Achitofel had darshed this posik. Well, obviously, the posik didn't exist yet because it was written by Shlomo HaMelech. But in other words, it means they would have been darish this inyan. In the same way, then they never would have ended up trying to destroy David. Lo ratfu batar David. Because what was it that they said, Doeg Vachitofel? Doeg Vachitofel decided, Elohim Azavod, Ritfu v'tifsu k'ein matzil. This David says about himself. He's analyzing the way that Doeg and Achitofel spoke about him. So this is what they spoke about me. That since I was nichshal and reishis ish, so obviously God no longer is going to protect me. Because after all, my dorush, v'lo yireh b'cha ervad davar, v'shav me'acharecha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn away from someone who is nichshal and advar ervad. That's what it says. V'hinei nan yodin, she'aveira mechaba mitzvah, but ein aveira mechaba Torah. So if only they would have realized that, then they wouldn't have had this issue b'chlal.
What is Rashi looking for?
The pasuk that he brought from the beginning. He spoke about ner mitzvah v'torah or. Yeah. So Tosfos again asks, we just got finished saying that according to Rav Yosef and according to Rava, they're both agreeing that mitzvah is also megin. So if mitzvah, what do we have to come on to this last piece of Torah? You can't be mechaber mitzvah either. Didn't I just say to you that we have to redefine now the nature of avera mechaber? And it does not mean mechaber in terms of haganah. It means mechaber in terms of sachar, because otherwise Rabbi Yosef and Rava don't make sense. So then what's the Gemara saying now? How can you take the very drush that you just finished saying does not mean what you thought it meant? And explain, but of course it only means the schus of Torah will be made on him. And that's not true. Okay, but again, this is making certain assumptions that the Haganah min HaPuranut is the equivalent of the question of whether the Elohim Azavo or not. It's not necessarily the same thing at all. Tosfos assuming that there's only two things. There's either the Hatzalah in terms of the Yetzer Hara, or there's a Haganah in terms of Puranut, or whatever it is that would affect the person. It could be, others say, there may be a third issue. Okay, again, as I said, it's not an easy circuit.
It's not to say that God believed you.
Right. Yeah.
You're wrong, but that's what's in because
yeah, exactly. But that doesn't mean that there's somebody that's going to be matzil. Remember, what they said was ein matzil. Ein matzil is something else for a person who's being raided of somebody else. Now, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be matzil. That's not the same thing as schus per se. It's not matzil in that way. Right? You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be matzil. So if l'maisa shav bi'acharecha, shav me'acharecha. Mashenke, if you can't be deicha b'chlal, the or of Torah, so then that means that he's untouchable. That's like even the Yitzhar, even the Malach HaMavis couldn't touch him, as we saw later. All right. Now, once we already brought up the pasuk of Yitenish Kolon, of Mayim Rabim, Lo Yuchlu L'Chabot Ta'ava, and we said that that is a Ein Aveira Mechabat Torah, because you cannot put out the passion of the love that goes into learning Torah. Once we say that, so now we'd like to know, and how do you read the rest of the pasuk? Im Yiten Ish Et Kol Hon Beto Bi'Ava Boz Yavuzel. You can offer everything you own for love, and people will laugh you out of house and home. Oh, you're crazy. You're going to buy love? What is that referred to in context of the Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu L'Chabot Et Ahava? I mean, they were talking about Torah, you're saying. That the Ahava that you referred to is a Torah. So what's the pshat? You want to give all your money for Torah? Oh, this is exactly what it means, Amar Ula. It means somebody. So I'm referring to a case like Shimon Achiazaria or like Rabbi Yochanan de Venecia. These are people who made an arrangement of Yisachar Zvula. So they took somebody that they held had great potential, supported him from an early age, and all of his Torah developed through them. So therefore, we call them by their names. So we talk about Shimon as the brother of Azariah. Why? Because Azariah made him Shimon. Azariah supported him and made him Shimon. We had the story of the Venetia that supported Rabbi Yochanan until he grew to become an Adam Gadol. But there was another Maisa. When it says Boz Yavuzulo, that's like Hillel. Now, Hillel was desperately poor his whole life. His Meister Nefesh was sitting out there in the snow. He had a brother who was rich. His brother's name was Shevna. The Chiyata, Rav Dimi Omar, Hillel v'Shevna Achi Havi. So Hillel was Asik B'Tera, and Shevna was Asik B'Iska. So Avad Iska, he went ahead and he invested in a business. And then he got made money. Omar Leis, so he comes to Hillel, and he said, you know what? Tana Rov, let's combine our resources. I'll start supporting you, and that way I'll get half of your Torah. Yotzta batko v'amrayim yitain ishet kol hon beto be'ava bozo v'uzolo. What, are you going to buy him now? What, are you crazy? There'll be mavazi in this world, there'll be mavazi in the next world. You ain't going to get any sachar. Well, you think you can buy the sachar of Torah? If you made it possible, so then it was you, and it's your sachar. That's like the woman that we said over here gets sachar. That's why we bring the sugya here. That's like the woman who gets sachar and the fact that her children went to cheder and she raised them in a way that they became now loim de Torah. Or that her husband was loim de Torah. You're going to say somebody wants to buy the schus to your Torah. How can I buy the schus to Torah? It's priceless. No, it's right. It has to be from the beginning. That's the point. Because we're bringing out a contrast here between three famous cases, in which two of the cases, someone was supported early on, in which case it's not that the person bought the schus of Torah. That's what it's saying. It's a big mistake to think that you can give money, and with that money, you can have the schus of learning. That's a baba maisa that they try to give you in the to make donations to the yeshiva. The only thing that you can do is you can build a yeshiva, or you can support a yeshiva. We'll be able to have now another member that will come and sit and learn because you're giving money. So then that individual, because of the fact that he became who he is through your money, mamela you have the schus of what he did. Not because you bought his Torah. You made his Torah. Yeah, that's good. What can you do? Bad investment. Bad investment. It's a rich man. Was here last week. Very, very rich man. He gives a lot. There's a lot of tzedakah. So he said, he gives a tremendous amount of tzedakah for things like scholarships to help kids, individuals, tutoring, ghanim, and so on. He says he doesn't give any money to yeshivas. Why not? It's a lousy investment. Yeah, he says because the whole thing anyway is coming to an end. It's not how long is it going to be able to keep up this way? You're not producing any income producers.
Wow.
So you're putting money into a failing enterprise. It's an investment like any other investment. I have to make an investment into something that's going to produce fruits. It's not going to produce. So well, why should I invest in it? So he finds people to invest in. Very beautiful.
Okay.
But Hillel was already an Adam Gadol. So now Shevna wants to make Hillel's life easier. He says, you're suffering so much, you don't have a nice house, I'll buy you a nice house. Possible that you could say, okay, you could be an even bigger Adam Gadol. Let me turn you into the... That's true. It isn't necessarily zero sum. But the understanding was that Shevna wanted Hillel to split with him. That's what he said. Bo na'arov. I made money, you made Torah, let's put it together. No way. That's not possible. If Shevna had come to Hillel and said, let me make your life comfortable so you don't have to chop wood, like our president suggests, you should have spoken to Shevna. That would have been a good investment. But he wanted to come Liachra Maisa and get half of the scar for the past 40 years. How can you do that? That would be a pretty sick investment. You go to a businessman and try to buy. I'll buy in now like I would have the same price I would have bought in then. You offered me stock for a dollar a share.
I'm ready.
Steve, good old Steve Jobs. Yeah, I thought about it. It says, Mikan Omer Ben Azai Chayav Adam L'Lamed Et Bito Torah. So Ben Azai came to the conclusion, you see from here, Yathim L'Lamed Bito Torah, Shim Tishtet Teidash Aschut Olala. Now, what exactly that means only makes sense, Fiyani Aslaiti, the way we were learning the other in Yonim in the Mishnah. In other words, Ben Azai is taking for granted that Parsha Seita defines the Torah. So because of that, he's saying, if Schus is Matzil, it's not Shayach to have Mayim Amorim, like Rabbi Shimon points out. The only way it's Shayach is if everyone knows about Schus being Matzil. But that's only possible if women are so aware of the intricacies of the Inyonim of Torah, the Torah is taken for granted that they'll know about it. It can't be that it's a specific halacha. It's the same way that we were tining Lagavi Leksiva. But somebody is seriously going to become a Seita. He's supposed to teach his daughter, oh, by the way, in case you ever are caught making out with somebody, just make sure you got lots of schuyas. that's pretty ridiculous. Or the simple pshat. Well, and if the mayim doesn't get you, don't become an apikaris. Maybe you had a good schus. It's ridiculous, mamish. But it's no more ridiculous than saying, and just in case somebody would want to use the parsha of Seita to actually be mashka seita from the Sefer Torah, which could only be, of course, in a case where they were mashpia the seita, and then they wrote that parsha in the Sefer. So but that's never going to happen. It doesn't matter. That's not the point. It's the things that the Torah takes for granted in the context, the parsha seita, that defines the way that we're supposed to relate to Torah. That's what he's saying. In which case, if the Torah is taken for granted that women are of the level of awareness that they understand the inyanim of schus matzil, so then obviously you're supposed to be teaching your daughter Torah. Otherwise, it's impossible. It's not a piece of information. It's taken as a norm that this is something that a person will know. So then you have to make sure that that's the kind of person your daughter is. Well, it's easy for him to say, you know. Rebbe Eliezer on there. No, Rebbe Eliezer says on the contrary. If the whole union of Saita is to see to it that a woman is meruchik from Tiflis. So the Iker Limud is that Kol HaMalamed is Bita Terim HaLamda Tiflis. That the Iker Nekuda of Saita is to keep a woman away from Tiflis, essentially. So if any, what that's saying, if anything it's saying, is that anything that would increase the level of Tiflis is what you need to avoid. That's what Pasha Saita teaches you. Tiflis is a prurient sexual attraction. I just want the fun. So we say, Ratzai Yishab B'Kavet Tiflut means I would rather have a kind of life where I have a husband who's going to spend lots of time with me in bed than a husband that's going to go out and make a lot of money, but I'm not going to see him enough. It's more important for me, I just want the straight out fun. That's very true, yeah. So therefore, there's a number of different pshatim. The question of why Tiflis, Rashi learns, because once a person becomes more aware, they also become more cunning. And that means that she'll find more opportunities. Because when a person is just very innocent and naive, so they don't, what am I going to, how am I going to sleep with some other guy? I'm married to him, I can't. But once you become cunning, then there's all kinds of things you can figure out. We could always meet in the shopping center and then go to the hotel.
Is the cunning that if they understand that they will be magin on, the Torah will be magin on?
Yeah, no, that's that in itself is not what we're concerned. We're concerned with the very fact that they would be learning Torah, they become cunning. That's the point.
Not understanding, no. Maybe I'll be protected.
No, I mean, that would be the ultimate irony. I mean, that's what he's pointing out. It makes no sense. If anything, it's the opposite. But the Rambam learns that in general, the fact that a woman has divrei Torah, it's the same thing we find a getter. I mean, he doesn't say this. I'm comparing it to explain what he's saying. Same thing we find a getter of, that you're not supposed to be derish b'arayis b'shleisha. So if you're going to be derish b'arayis, it has to be that the person doesn't have a chance to miss a point. If he misses a point, what's terrible and miss a point, he'll ask. No, that's the point, says the Gemara. Because nafshe shalodam is karev to arayis. So he wants to find a heter for arayis. So if he doesn't hear something, you'll hear what you want to hear. So tiflis, kalos hadas, means that you're ready to hear what you want to hear. You see this, unfortunately, today, very, very common. Not only women, and men exactly the same. It doesn't matter what you say. They hear exactly what they want to hear. It's a frightening thing. It's impossible to communicate with most people nowadays because they're all daitan kalos. They have no idea what you're talking about. They made up their mind in advance what they're going to hear, and that's exactly what they hear. And they'll say, did you just say this and this? And what? And it's like, no shakas to anything. Okay, so that's how the Rambam learns. She'll hear what she wants to hear, and she'll be matter this and matter that. She'll find this heter, and so she'll be made to the etzem divrei teira as divrei tiflis, which is not even to be matir something. It's that, that's like Naomi Reagan. So you know a little bit. So you're going to, you go and you're mefars and divrei teira, mamish as tiflis b'nei ubei. And that's very common. Very common. You know a little bit, but enough to be mevazah the teira and to, enough to be made divrei Torah l'tiflis. I mean, nowadays that's what's that's a normal education for a woman. Oh, that's right, manish, perfect, exactly. There you go. I didn't even realize that. Okay. So it's like, melamda tiflis. What do you mean? You're teaching your tiflis ad kidei kach tiflis al kadaitach. I'm not saying that you yourself are going to give it over to her in that way. But the way in which it will be utilized is for Tiflis. Om Rabbi Avu, my taima, the Rebbe Eliezer. What is his for, Rebbe Eliezer? Dichtiv ani chokhma, shachanti aruma. I am chokhma, and I live Orma is a double meaning, naked, stripped bare, but it means armumiyut, something that is sneaky. Anachashaya arom, the sneaky, snaky. And therefore, you see that kivat shenichnasa, chokhma ba'adam, nichnasa imo armumiyut. So he becomes overly aware that itself is dangerous. And what about Rabbanan? I'm ani chokhma mai avdila. So what indeed, what does Ben Azai say about that? Miboyle lek Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina means naked. Ain't the greater amit kaimim ela b'mishu ma'amidatz mo aroma lehen. It means exactly naked. In other words, I'm ready to be stripped bare of anything that everybody else has. I'll do it. The only thing that I want is chokhma. So he leaves everything. He's stripped naked, loses his money, loses his house, his bank accounts. His family leaves him, whatever. But he has to be willing to be stripped bare if he's ever going to truly be kenya chokhma. If he's interested in other things on the same darga, he's interested in chokhma, then it's not chokhma that he's interested in. Then he's buying into a completely different level of relationship to the world. You can't have chokhmah in that region. It's either chokhmah and truth or bust. Om Rabbi Yochanan, ein reit Torah mitkaimim, el b'misha meisim atzbao k'misha eino. It's more than that. It's not enough to be stripped bare. You have to make yourself as if you don't exist so that you don't get in the way. And then you can have chokhmah. Shemar ha-chokhmah me'ayin timatzei. Chokhmah is discovered from nothingness. So that means if the person already has something, you have chokhmah. Rabbi Yeshua merotze isha bekav v'tiflut. What is that? No, it means, merotze isha bekav v'tiflut imo. Means, I'd rather have a kav, meaning of parnosa, if it's together with tiflut, than tishat kav minu prishut. There's a beautiful, beautiful Rav Ha'igon that Tosas brings. That's absolutely stunning, in which he figures the relationship between the din of Hamashra Ishtaya Yadei Shalish that we have, that you have to have Kabayim Chitim for a week from Shabbos to Shabbos, Kineged, the Knas that you give when somebody's married Al Ishtay, that we're Mesif on the Ksuva for dinrim from Shabbos. He analyzes the price of grain in the Gemara, and it turns out to be precisely Tisha Kabim. So, in other words, you're not giving her the sex. You're going to have to pay more than the Tisha Kabbat to make up for it, because that's what she would want. He says, Mamash reflected in the halacha. It's really beautiful. Hu haya omer. Okay, let's take a look. Continues the Mishnah. Once we're on the subject of the utilization of Divrei Torah for things that are lies and tiflets, so it's not only women we're talking about over here. You have the Chassid Shaita. You have the Rosh who is Arom. You have an Isha Prusha. You have Makot Prushim. We're going to go discuss each one of these. These things are Mivalei Olam. These are the things that destroy the world. Destroy it by just wearing it down. It's just a sense of hopelessness. Mivalei. Just wear it out. I mean, there's nothing to do about this. So now the Gemara wants to understand what are these things. What exactly is a Chassid Shaita? Chassid Shaita is going to Katova Itta Ben Nahara. He sees a woman drowning in a river. V'yomar lavur acharali stakuli b'avatzulam. It's not really derech eretz for me to... I'm going to look at this woman, and if I save her, I'm going to put my arms around her, and I can't do that. So Memele, he doesn't save her. Yeah. Famous mice of my father's, that's all. Actually saw this happen.
Saw that somebody didn't?
So, you don't know the mice with my father?
No.
Oh, wow, this is the definitive story of his life.
Really?
Yeah. Mamish defines him as a human being. It's like, this is what he was like. He was all of 8 years old when this happened. It was an incredible story. In which the truth is, the Gemara's case, the Rishonim say, can't literally mean that, because that's not called a Chassid Shaita, that's called a Rosh Hashaita. I mean, it's already beyond Chassid Shaita. That's totally insane. It's got to be talking about that there were other people there, but he could have helped. But he figured, okay, I think you can get along without my help. So it's not that he was gerim that she should die. Somebody saved her, you know. But the Yerushalmi brings another case where a guy sees a kid drowning, and he's wearing tefillin. He'll say, "All right, I'll just take my tefillin off." He's busy taking off his tefillin while the kid's drowning. He figures another 10 seconds not going to make a difference. That's the positive trait in it. But anyway, my father had this mice in Amish when he was 8 years old in a cheder in Tveria, and there were like these screams. From down to the cheder was in a building with, there were deers in the building. So the upstairs was used as a cheder. And then there were hazards. So he hears these horrible screams. They're coming from downstairs, and all the kids want to run into the Rebbe. He says, nobody can move out of their seats. Everybody sits. And he runs down. Meanwhile, the screams continue. Finally, the kids, they're like, how long are they going to sit? So they come, they go downstairs, see what's happening. And he sees a woman is on fire, right? She was cooking, and her dress caught fire. And basically, she's dying. And he hears the Rebbe saying to somebody, it was already too late to save her. She was already dead maybe by the time he got down. Here's the Rebbe saying to a guy that had come in, people had all run in. Right? What was I supposed to do? I came in, I saw her, but what can I do? I mean, after all, she is a woman. I mean, what am I supposed to do? So here, this is an 8-year-old child, walked out of the cheder, went back to, he was staying with relatives. His parents weren't around. So he's staying with relatives. And he was like, had no place to go. Refused to go. They could not get him to walk back into that building. He will never walk in there no matter what. He is not going back to that Rebbe.
Did he explain what happened?
Yeah, he told them what happened. So they had to send him away. They finally had to send him to Yerushalayim. That's where he ended up here next door. He ended up in Yerushalayim. He ended up living with his uncle. Mamishna. Okay, so that's a chassid shaita. What is a rasha aray? Rasha aray is a sneaky rasha, not stam a rasha. It's a vicious man, but he figures out ways in which he can get his thing that he wants done, that it should not look as if he's doing anything wrong. It should actually work. Zeh ha-mat'im devarav le-dayan. Kodim she-yavo ba'al-din chaveiro. So over here, he's talking to a guy, and he already has decided that, you know, he's going to ask this guy to be a judge for him. And he's talking over the case with him before now the other dayanim arrive and they actually set up the case. So by that, okay, but this guy is trying to sneak in casual conversation, things that will be prejudicing him in the case. Rabbi Avu Oimer, Zeh Noten Dinar La'ani, La'ashlim Lo Matayim Zuz. It's interesting, Tosfos brings it in Yerushalmi. This is called Makas Prushim, this case. Makas Prushim, people that they supposedly are helping you out, but they're destroying your life. They always, you know, they always have things worked out. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that an ani who has Matayim Zuz is not allowed to take tzedakah. But if he has a little bit less than Matayim Zuz, you can give him $1 million also. Right? But so this guy, he's going to give him tzedakah, $5. So now he can't take any. Now he was going to get a $1 million donation. Now he can't take the $1 million donation. Instead. So these nice and didn't want the matayim zuz. The mishesh no matayim zuz. Lo yito leker chikhu peyo meisaroni. Hayalo matayim chosid dinar. So then afilo elefta din lo kachat. No reza yito. So this guy wants to make sure this person doesn't get the commitment from the meisaroni. So he gives him. So he gives him the extra buck. But he's very sneaky. I mean, he's a nice guy. Rabasi Om Rabbi Yochanan, Zamasi Etzalim Korban Nechasim Muatim. What's the halacha? If you have now not enough Nechasim to provide for the Banot and the Banim, remember what the din is, that the Banim can go from door to door and collect charity, but the Banot have to be protected from that. So this guy says, before the Banot went to court, to get the court to Paskin, that they have a right to their Mizainis and so on, this guy says, look, you know, the halacha is, if you sell the property, then you get the money is yours. If you're going to hold on to the property, then, you know, the court's going to have all of the produce of the property being used for income for your sisters. So you should just sell. So he gives him an etzah to sell, which lamaisa, if you sell, b'diavad, it's a good mechira. So he gives him an etzah to be mecher. The omer of Asi, omer of Yochanan, yetomim shkadmum machru b'nechasim muatim, mashem machru machru. This guy's a very clever guy.
Is he the buyer?
No, he's not the buyer, but he's getting involved in something that's none of his business. In other words, if you are the person, you want to save yourself money, we can't call you a rasha for wanting to save yourself money. But you have to not be the one who's going to give the etzah to make sure the daughters don't have the money. They have them. What are you getting involved?
Well, it's not a good etzah.
It's a terrible thing to do because it's okay for the takana, the rabbana, to see to it. And that they said that was also, remember the union that the father wants. And that was all the takana, the ksuva. Abaya Omar, Zeh Meisi Etzalim Korban Nechasim Kerub Shemayim Gamliel. In a case where a mate says, I'm leaving my property to you, and after your death, to the next guy. He gives another name. If the first guy goes and sells everything, so then uses up that money. Rabbi Shimon says, no way. The second guy only has, and this is how we pass him, Masha Shia Rishon. So if there's something left from the first one, fine, because the mate gave him the right to use whatever is left. Should go to the other guy. If nothing is left, nothing is left. So again, so if he himself would have done that, and he'll say, listen, what, do I got to leave any of this over for so-and-so to inherit me? I might as well go to Majorca. No, so fine, what are we going to call him, a Rosh Aron? He's using the money the way that the mace gave him to just use the money. But this guy was giving him an etzit to do that for something he didn't think of himself. That's called Armumiut, because he knows the din. And it's Arishas, because he's being okay for the Ratzon of the mate, who did not think that this person was going to use it up and wouldn't leave anything to the next person. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chom Amar Rav Sheshes, Ze HaMachria Acherim Ba'or Chotav. You know what Rosh Aron is? Rosh Aron is a guy who be'etzem is a stinker. In other words, he's not a good person. He's a rotten person. So what does he do as a rotten person? He sets himself up at a Beis HaMedrash, and he tells people, I want to make a Beis HaMusar. You should all be like me. And he starts explaining what a tzaddik is. He does this right, he does that right. There's a lot of chassidim like this. So this way, everyone will think that he's a great guy. And meanwhile, nobody will figure out that he's indeed a rusher. So they won't look into him. He has such a great reputation. I mean, that's, the Orem Dikarov. So such a person is also a rusher. He's always very clever about it. Rabbi Zrika Amar Ravuna Zeh HaMekel Atzmo Machmir LaAcherim. L'maisa, the guy holds every cool in the book. But he's got to show himself as being a very frum person. Somebody asks him something, he gives him a frum answer. It's also to be answered this sheet. A person who pretends to be a Talmud Chacham. What's the basis of his Talmud Chacham? He learned Mikra. He knows the Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards. But he never was Meshamish Talmid Chachamim to learn how to think. So Lamaisi goes around pretending that Lamaisi is a Rasha, because whatever he says is not trustworthy, because you can't pass an halacha from the Shulchan Aruch. So he's going to sit there. They're going to make him a dayan. He's going to pass in his head. Then in a moment, he's in mamish of Russia. But he persuades people that, I mean, he sits there learning and he's saying over, and they think he's mamish and not a gadol. So they figure that if he knows all of this wisdom, he also knows, he understands what he's doing. But lamaisa, he doesn't. We'll see tomorrow more about the inyonim of Shimush.
Ma or megin lo meir chitzei lo olam, af Torah megina lo olam. Va'omer b'salecha tanche otach, meaning, b'talecha tanche otach, ze olam hazeh, b'shochvecha tishmur alecha, zo mita, v'akitzot ha'ite sichecha, le'atid lovo. Mashal adam shayam alech b'ishon laila v'yafila, u'mityarim min ha'kotzim, min ha'pachatim, min ha'barkanim, u'michayara, min ha'listim, and any other base of Derek Malik. So three things. Nizdam, Lavu Kashalor, Sanitzal Menakots Menabakatim Menabarkani. But still, Daimit Yarmichai Roman Alistim, and certainly any other base of Derek Malik. Kivan, Shalamud Ashachar, Nizamichai Roman Alistim, but a dying any other base of Derek Malik. Igiel Parashat Rachim Nitzal Mikulam, Davaracher, Aviram Mechabem Mitzvah, Veina Aviram Mechabat Torah. Shemamayim rabim lo yuchlu lechabot et ahava. Om Rabbi Yosef, mitzvah b'idna de asik ba is migna umatzla, b'idna de lo asik ba, it's only megin from Yisurin, but it's surely lo matzla, from the Yetzer Hara. Whereas Torah, b'idna de asik ba, is both magna umatzla. Maskif lo rava, is our gersa. Ela miata doig vachitofel. Milo aski betera. According to you, amailo igina alayu. Ela marava teira also be ida dasikba only. It's magna umatzla. But be ida dolo asikba, it may be megin from Yisurim, but atzula lo matz from the Yitzhara. Mitzvah bein bina de asikba, bein bina de lo asikba, it's going to be, yes, megin from Yisurim, which explains the mission in Sota. But it's not going to be matzah from the Yitzhara ever. Ravina amar, liolam tzchut Torah. With a garment, ina mitzuva v'osa, so what? But nihida pakudi lo mefakta. Are you trying to tell me that ba'agra demakonu matanayim banayu v'natun l'gavrayu adatu mi be'medrasha milo palgan banayu? So that chelek is theirs? My parashat rachim, in the metaphor, Omar, Rav Chista, zeh talmid chacham v'yom mita. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak omar, zeh talmid chacham v'yirat chet. Mar Zutra omar, zeh talmid chacham desalka leishema hatata liba deyolchata. Davar acher, avira mechaba mitzvah v'in avira mechaba Torah. Omar Rav Yosef, wow, man, Tarshe Rabbi, Menachem Rav Yosef, laikra kisinai. Such a shame, because il moli dorshua doig v'achitofel, in this way, Lorat fu batar David, dichtiv, what did they say? Lemor, Elohim azavo, ritfu, vetivsu, kein matzil. So they thought that my darush, lo yirae b'cher vad davar, ve'en inan yadim, sh'avera mechaba mitzvah, but en avera mechaba Torah. Once we brought up the pasuk of Mayim Rabim, what about the end of the pasuk? Im yitein ishet kol on beto bi'ava boz yavuzolo. Omar Aula Lokishimon Achyazaria. Loki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nasiya, where the nobody is going to be Boz Yavuzulo, because it's his. Eloke Hilo Veshevna, Chiyata Rav Dimi Omar, Hilo Veshevna Achyavi, Hilo Lasak Betorah, Shevna Asak Iska. The Sof Omar Le Tovena Arov and Iflok. Yatsta Bat Kov Omar, you crazy. Imite Nishit Kol Hon Betobi Ava Boz Yavuzulo. Omar Ben Azai Chayav Adam Lamedit Bito Torah. Rabbi Eliezer Mekol Alamedet Bito Torah Melamda Tiflut. Melamda Tiflut, Zagadayta. Elame Keilu Melamda Tiflut. Om Rabbi Avu, my time, Rabbi Lazer, Dichtiv, Ani Chochma, Shachanti Orma, Kivan Shenichnesa Chochma Ba'adam, Nichnesa Imo Armumiyot. Rabbanan, Hai, Ani Chochma, my Avdile. Mimboy, Lele, Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Hanina. Om Rabbi Yezir, Rabbi Hanina, Nivre Teremizkai, Milav, Mishma, Midatma, Arom Aleyem. Echidami Rosh Aaron, Om Rabbi Yochanan Zer Hamat Im Devarav Ledayan, Kodim Shiva Badin Chavero, Vavu Amazan Notin Dinar La Ani, Vashlim Lo Matayim Zuz, Tatamishesh Lo Matayim Zuz, Lo Yito Leket Shikho Peo Maiser Ani, Hayal Matayim Chase Dinar, Afil Elef Dotilom Bekechat, Arezi Yito. Rabbasi Om Rabbi Yochanan Zer Mesi Yitzalim Kor, Menachasim Muatim, Dom Rabbasi Om Rabbi Yochanan Yitomim Shikadmu Machru, בנכסים מועטים, מה שמכרו, מכרו. אביי אמר, זה המסיעי צה למכור בנכסים כבשו מגמליאל. תתן נכסי לך ואחריך לפלוני, ויורד הראשון ומחר ויאכל, שני מוציא מיד הלקוחות, דבר רבי. רבי שם מגמליאל אומר, אין לשני אלא מה ששיהיה ראשון. רבי יוסי ברחם אמר רב ששס, זה המכריע אחרים באורחותיו. רבי זריקה אומר רבונה, זה המקל לעצמו, ומחמיר לאחרים, הוא לא אומר זה שקרה ושדה, ולא שימש תמידי חכמים.